Guys and girls all over the universe, listen up, hard rock fans. You're listening to All About Schubert, a rock and roll band from Austria who's on its way to conquer the world with Tyrolean hard and heavy music. In order to achieve this, they have already released two albums, Schubert V, 1990, and Devil in Fairyland, 1992. A great deal of help and support comes from their fan clubs all over the world. Many thanks, therefore, to Austria's Angie, Germany's Lobo, and Michelle from the USA.
Klaus Schubert guitars, Nick Upper keyboards, Lam Ansing vocals, Mike Rinna on the drums, and Robbie Mueliger bass guitar, who debuted with their first single, Ways and Means to Rock, in 1988, which was also their first charted. The second hit single, Universe of Fantasy, in 1989, was a decisive point to meet in the studio and create their first album, Schubert V. The single was supported and partly produced by the Austrian hit band called Opus, who also were part of the choir and gave the song a special flair.
From this album called Ride on the Wind, 1990, is one of the most beautiful Austrian rock ballads ever to be produced.
From this album, Silent Angel and Catch the Light became hard rock hymns that are still highlights of their live shows. Schubert toured all over Europe with their first LP, with bands such as Victory, 10 Years After, Black Sabbath, and so on. After the unique debut LP, 5 single releases, and countless successful appearances of Schubert, this Austrian shingle for hard and heavy music, met again April 92 in the studio to record Devil in Fairyland, their second album. This time even more independent, more compact, harder than ever before. Rock music from the Alps. Hard and Ruckus Rocks. Made in Tyrol.
Driven by the motto, Back to the Roots, Devil in Fairyland took only 2 weeks to record. This album, considered one of the earthiest and hardest sounds ever produced by an Austrian rock band, engaged the talents of producer Jerry Moder, who previously produced Schubert V in 1990. Purposely avoided reliance on technical tricks, so what you hear is truly just the untamed musical power of these five Tyroleans. It is a rather atypical Austro-rock album in that it encompasses a variety of sounds, with sarcastic lyrics and classical works and touching ballads to draw heavy riffs. Of the songs is communicated to the audience through both the words and expressions in a very dynamical fashion. The lyrics deal with contemporary political issues and everyday life without neglecting that cryptic fantasy element.
Hell in Paradise, an autobiographic song about a Tyrolean band that has to face hardships reaching the top. Sounds similar to Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water.
The album Devil in Fairyland was conceived and produced to achieve a deliberate effect, a live sound of Schubert, untainted by playbacks or sequences. The result? Pure rock and roll, an album in keeping with the time.